audience.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, doing, man.
Yeah, brother, like,
stop
right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love.
Now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
And Jarman Leitner of Harvest Intervention Services. Hey, happy Saturday, everybody. Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Hour. This is Larry Williams, your co-host, along with Dr. Richard Danforth, Doc, from the Jacksonville Urban League. Got his tie on today, looking all sharp and stuff. Must be got a big meeting going on. I guess I'll have to tag along on his coattail, see if I can pick up some crumbs. Good morning,
John. You don't want to go to
good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Saturday. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Good morning, Duval.
Where's your suit and tie this morning?
No suit and tie today.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, what's going on, Jacksonville? Good morning, Duval. Hey, it's a big weekend coming up this weekend, and especially in the sports arena. Jaguars are opening their season up in New York, I believe, and I think they're like a 3-point favorite. All you Jacksonville Jaguar fans out there, I know you're excited for the season to begin. Football starting up. It started out Thursday night with Philadelphia, the champions, defeating the Atlanta Falcons. So, you know, here we go. Another one of my teams losing again this year. So, what can I say? Good morning, Doc. What's happening?
Good morning, Larry. Sure.
Let me show y'all this shirt and tie that Doc got going on over there.
Oh, come on.
He's sharp, ain't he?
Yeah, I'm leaving after the show this morning. Good morning, Jacksonville. Yeah, I'm leaving, going up to Waycross, Georgia, my hometown.
Oh, okay.
One of my classmates will be funeralized today.
Oh, so and, condolences.
Yeah, he was in Vietnam with us, and of course, the Agent Orange got him.
Oh, wow. That's...
So his lungs and his heart went out on him, so so we're going to funeralize him today. Well, speaking of deaths, we can move
that's
on
a
to
good
the
segue, huh?
Segue to the homicide tracker. According to the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, notwithstanding their classification, because they classify them either as murder, intentional, et cetera, there have been 73 murders in Jacksonville this year. The most recent one this week, a man shot out on the west side. And they also found a young man stabbed to death. That's a little unusual. Most of the murders are with firearms, but this time it's with a knife. So let's continue to pray for Jacksonville in terms of the murders, and hopefully we can do something about it.
Awesome. Jarman, good morning.
Happy
Saturday.
Happy Saturday, yes. Well, I guess on a more positive note.
golly. Okay.
Hey, let's lift it up a little bit.
Lift it up.
We invited folks to have coffee and donuts with us. We don't want to be bringing them down this morning, but hey, it is what it is. You know?
Like, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad
absolutely
in it. In spite of what's going on, we have to just, you know, stay focused on Him and allow Him to give us our strength and our joy. So, read that it's reported that in Duval County, that the district itself is very close to being an A district, having an A score. So, I guess some changes maybe.
Wait! Hold in there. Wait a minute. Okay, now, where you get that data from?
But this was in News for Jax.
Okay, so we're close to being an A district. However, we have schools that are F schools.
Yes.
So how do you add up? I mean, we...
Doc,
do you,
that's a good question.
Add all A's and divide it by the number? And
well, no, I think they're using new math on this because
Oh, okay.
I'm with Doc. I saw those that the superintendent gave her presentation yesterday.
Right, down at the convention center.
Right, and those are from her notes.
Okay,
saying that
Duval is 1 point away from an A score.
And my initial thing was just like Doc's. I had to call the person who printed that, I mean posted that on Facebook. I said, wait a minute, where you get those numbers from? Oh, they're from the school district. Oh, okay, now I get it. But I saw the three schools failing and I'm like, never mind. But
well,
anyway.
Well, there's been a reduction in referrals as well being reported, so maybe some of those behaviors
referrals equates to better A schools.
Yes.
Okay.
Better behavior.
There's some formula. it depends on the formula you're using.
Yes, well.
Well, behavior is directly related to, a child's capability of focusing and having that attention and being able to complete tasks.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Sure. But school just started, right? It's been less than a month, right?
It's been.
And we've gone from, C to an A, almost an A in 3 weeks. Boy, we need to hire that superintendent.
Well, it's football season. Come on, man.
Okay. Yeah, we were talking off the air about the rescheduling of the high school games because of the violence surrounding the high school football games, and it was one game, and I know the people that were affected by the shooting are sensitive to that, but at the end of the day, I don't think that changing the times of games and interrupting the student schedules is going to be a remedy for the violence and that occurs after games. People
are saying that's a knee-jerk reaction to a very serious incident?
As is with most things on the north and west side of Jacksonville when it comes to our students and children. We have knee-jerk reactions to most of those things. And, most of the time, Doc, they put a Band-Aid on it and or try to throw some quick money at it and think that fixes it.
Well,
that
doesn't. Wait, now, the $350,000 and the $50,000 that the city is hanging out there to provide, I guess, to churches and others, some of the smaller organizations that are on the ground working with youth.
Mm-hmm.
And so would you say this is a knee-jerk reaction, or is this a serious plan approach that will be long-term in terms of how we allocate resources to get to the core of the issue? We've been dancing around it for years, and we've spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, millions of dollars on efforts to deal, with some of the ills in our community. And I must admit that certainly some positive things have come out of all of this. But, again, everyone seems to question the fact that we tend to respond to an issue. And then after a while, we go back to business as usual. So we're looking for some long-term systemic change.
Well, first of all, you have to address the systemic change. I mean, the systemic causes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't think in the answer to your question. Yeah, I think it was a reactionary, knee-jerk reactionary reaction to a serious problem. No matter how much the money is, if it's a one-time donation or contribution to the problem, I think you're just letting it fester underneath, and it's going to arise again when those funds run out, and probably before, because you're not addressing the problems or the challenges. You're just putting window dressing on it, and you can spend it for a little while, but if you're not investing in this over a 3 to 5 year period with continuity and sustainable dollars, then it's not going to be successful, and it is just a knee-jerk reaction to a serious problem.
And it's and that money equates to time that will be spent to invest in the community and the youth. And so that does need to be long-term and more sustainable, because you do have pastors out here and other agencies that are on the ground and out in the community working with the youth for some prevention. And we run into that even in the services that we provide. You know, we're in there for a long-term, you know, in order for it, the plan to be implemented at least for 6 months or a year. But a lot of times parents just want you to be in there 2 or 3 weeks and they want to see immediate change. But, you know, this is something that needs to be sustainable. So that's why we provide training to the parent so that they can continue when we're, you know.
That's a very good comment. As we look at some of the problems our youth are having, I think it's time for men. You know, I'm included. All of us men have got to step up. I think that we're not doing enough, you know, to help resolve the issues that these young people have. Those men out there with babies hanging around, don't know who their father is. I think you need to man up and help those kids, you know, in a way. They need help from a man. So not all of our men are in prison. They're riding around in their cars, and you know what I mean, and they have babies everywhere. And I'm saying, come on, man, you need to take care of your own children. I mean, you can't leave that up to the government. We've got to take more responsibility going forward. We can't look to the mayor to solve our problems. It's not going to happen. What's going to happen is another few hundred thousand dollars they'll throw out there, but in terms of the billions of dollars that we're spending in city government, we only have a certain amount of that cash available to help our young people.
Well, I still think that it needs that whatever amount of money is being placed in back into the community to address these challenges, I think they need to go to organizations that are already helping young people, working with the young people. Mm-hmm. And if they have a good program, those are the programs that should be funded, not assuming that if you put dollars into you know, a pastoral alliance or a faith-based alliance, that is going to make a huge difference. People that work with kids every day have a better understanding, especially when you're dealing with young people. Yeah. You know, you need to have young people dealing with young people. We had a young man on our program a couple of weeks ago, Doc and Jarman, from the Straight and Narrow Foundation. And you know, these are the type of young people that we need to be supporting, and their organizations, because they are getting results. The kids believe in them, and they work with them. And you know, I'm sure that there are other, you know, great programs out there. But we need to find those programs and help sustain those programs that are actually working. And with that being said, we're going to take a break for some music. Welcome to the Empowerment Hour, another Saturday morning, and we're going to come back and talk some more about it. If you want to join in on the conversation, it's 296-2251, 904-296-2251. Larry, Doc, and Jarman, we'll be back.
The air breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is the air.
This is the
Come on, the very air we breathe. He gave it to us, we didn't buy it. Come on, tell me. Come on, lift your hands to him and tell him. It's your presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell them today. Come on, say spoken. So this is the part that I love to declare. It says, and now listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want him, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have him. Sing it to him again. And I'm lost without you, Jesus. Lord, I was lost, God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air and breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me, yes you are, Jesus. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Spoken to me. And if you're desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him, and I, come on, tell him, I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell him together.
Yes, yes, yes. Lift up your hands and praise God every day, and especially on Saturday mornings when you're listening to the Empowerment Hour with Larry, Doc, and Jarman. So, hey, welcome back to the Empowerment Hour, and thank you all for listening and calling in and sharing your information with folks that are living in our community and around the country. So we're back on live on Facebook and on Praise 107.9 FM in Jacksonville and Duval County. So, again, we were talking early about the schools and their grading and the A grading. And we have a caller on the line. Good morning, caller, and welcome to the Empowerment Hour. Tell us what's on your mind.
Good morning, guys. This is Shai. I was calling. I was listening to your conversation this morning, and just wanted to comment that as a city, we have a lot. We have a lot of programs in place, and what we need to do, because I've worked in education for 23 years, there's a process that the school systems have in place, and I think as community members and parents, we need to know that process. And we need to support the school system. When you talk about the violence that's occurring in some of these schools after school, a lot of those kids don't go to those schools.
Yes, thank you for that.
The schools were involved in, the young men who were involved in the incident at Raines, they were already placed at alternative schools. And we as community members and parents need to support what the schools are doing when they put those disciplinary processes in place, and I don't hear anyone talking about that. How do we support the schools and the processes they have in place to make sure our children are safe?
So what are your suggestions about what needs to be done? I mean, you know, one of the things that you know, we have to be cautious of is that, you know, we all have our own solutions to the challenges. But, you know, we're not sharing those solutions or working to implement the solutions, because I hear what you're saying. That's the same thing I say every Saturday morning about going down to City Hall and learning the process. And you're saying that there's a process in the school system that can be of assistance to the parents and in the community.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that we used to have when I was in school, because I am born and raised in Duval County. I went to Skate City when Harold Gibson would say, if you get in trouble, you get in the fight, you're going to J-A-I-L.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knew what the structure was. And I think in this day and time, we have JSO as a department. We have city as a department and schools as a department when we all should be working together.
Yeah, so you're saying it, yes. So, well, thank you for the call and suggestions, and I, you know, we need to be, we all can do better. Let's just start with that, and our children deserve better, and I believe, and I say this every time, is that, you know, it all starts with us individually, and then through our families. You know, Doc was talking earlier about the parenting and where the fathers are and the mothers, too. I mean, you know, we can't give the mothers a yes. pass because, you know, often, too often, you know, our black men are on the firing line because of their lack of participation in the family. But it's a family deal. It's not a mother or a father. Mm-hmm. It's a parenting. And I think we need to make sure that you know, there's enough to go around. So thank you for calling and continue thank listening. You. We appreciate the comments.
Yeah, we're going to have to give Dr. Green, our new superintendent, an opportunity to do her thing. You know, we Dr. Vita was here, 4 years, I believe?
Yes.
And, of course, the community embraced him, and certainly the corporate community, the business community, embraced him and his style, and he was here to be a change maker, and he made changes and he turned it upside down. And so you know, Dr. Green is here now, and she has the experience and the know-how. We need to rally around that administration now and help move the system forward. That's what we need. We need to concentrate more on the failing schools. We don't need to close the schools.
Yeah,
we need that's not an answer.
Right. Right.
We've got to provide the real resources that these children need in these particular schools. And it's just amazing to me, with all the technology and all everything that we've learned over the years, why kids aren't reading where they're supposed to read. Yes. We have all the money that we're spending in the library.
They're not being read, too. They're not
in the
being
library.
Read.
Look at the libraries that we they're everywhere. And we have children that can't read. I just don't understand it.
Yeah. Well, it's difficult for children to be able to read if their parents don't read,
right.
Doc. And some of the information that I've seen,
know that, but we that, can
the,
listen.
The research,
I can come up with 100 reasons why they're not reading. All I know, when I was a child, my butt had to sit there and read the book.
And
you know, Jane and, shot,
yeah.
not shot, but Jane.
see, there you go.
Nope, you weren't reading that as a child.
Run, Jane, run.
I agree with you.
You can't do it on video games.
No,
you can't,
you know, let's look at the big picture. There's a percentage of our children that illiterate. Okay, and we need to address that.
They're born illiterate?
No, the people are trained.
You're talking about the bell shaped curve?
Yeah, they're trained,
you know,
to be illiterate.
You know, most of us are at the top of the
curve. Yeah.
Means we're average. You know, you've got smart on the right, and you've got not so smart on the left.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
many of us fell in that not so smart.
Right.
So we need to put the resources where the folk are not so smart, so we can lift them up so they can meet the standard.
Yeah.
Is that simple enough?
Well, that's
simple.
It sounds simple, as John was saying, but I think that when we find children and students that are on the high side of that bell, we need to work with them just as much as we work with the children on
well,
the
Well, they
all
side. Go to the standing to the...
Yes,
to the,
absolutely.
they go to the magnet schools. They're all
no, even at the No, even at those schools, they're still not
they're
big
still
challenges, you know,
oh,
so,
no.
yes.
But,
no.
but you know, again, one of the things that the caller suggested in again, is for parents to get involved. That's the key, is learning how the process works. We don't need our children, and just to go piggyback on something Doc said about closing the schools. I've heard that also, you know, the failing schools, let's just close them. Or so what? That means that we got more illiterate kids out there. And where are they going
to
go?
They're going to bus them to another school.
Yeah, but so that's going to bring that level down, you know?
Well, it depends. As long as they don't put too many of them in one school, you know, you got to spread them out.
Yeah, so everybody
you know,
get
spread them out.
Yeah, so instead of having three F schools, we'll have 50 C schools.
No, that's not.
Well, if you're talking about the numbers,
I know.
But I also saw that one of our callers, listeners, sent us in some information about the grading for the schools, and according to their math, and it's online, and you can go on my site at on Facebook, and you'll see the information there. 64% is an A school. 64%.
So the percentages are different when it comes to grading the district, dummy down.
Yes.
So they've lowered the standards.
See, we need to be bringing the standards up.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Absolutely. So, but you know, if you're trying to reach those for the school district, if you're trying to reach those goals to remain an A school and continue getting your state funding, okay, because it's all about the money. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you have more A schools, the better your funding is, right?
So what are you suggesting? Will we take all the young kids that that can't read and can't learn, and let's do something with them? Can we just put them somewhere so they're not counted in the mix? Because we want Jacksonville to, to be seen in a positive light.
That's not my suggestion.
Round them up, herd them up, everybody, at a certain level, put them on a bus and send them somewhere.
Wants.
Send them over to Baker County, maybe.
Well, they do that to us too many things already.
So how can we get the parents more involved? That's what the key theme is with what we say on our show with callers who come in and give their opinions. You know, that we see that in the home. I mean, even when parents are at home with their children all day, there's still a lack of parental involvement. So, you know, again, it begins with the individual. And, I mean, all we can do is continue to empower them and try to motivate them and
help
them understand.
So what are they doing with the kids all day?
Nothing.
They're looking at them and yelling at them and telling them to sit down.
Tell them no, stop. No stimulation in the environment. Stop. Nothing developmentally appropriate, but we're there to help educate and bring awareness. But again, at the end of the day, you can't make someone implement.
Listen, as long as we're dependent on the government to solve our issues, we're going to be in the same shape that we're in. Come on now. We've got a man up, a woman up. And take responsibility. We got to take more responsibility for what happens in our community, and we've got to roll up our sleeves and we've got to go to work. We can't just sit on our couch and look at TV and say it's somebody else's problem. It doesn't matter what age you are, there's a way that you can give back to the community.
And you know, again, it goes back to the age old deal. It takes a village. It's not one situation or group of people are going to solve this. It's going to take us all, and we all need to be aware and doing what we can. And I think if everyone takes that challenge, then we'll be much better off. This is Praise 107.9 FM. We're going to take a break here again for some music, some uplifting music to get us into the mood here. But this.
What about our entrepreneurs?
296-2251. 296-2251. You want to call in and be a part of the deal? Those on Facebook. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. Thank you.
In Him do I live, move, and have my being.
In Him do I live, move, and have my being.
In Him do I live, move, and have my being.
In Him do I live, move, and have my being.
'Cause I'm nothing without You. I'm nothing without You.
I'm nothing without You.
Lord, I'm nothing without You.
I'm nothing without You.
Nothing without You.
Nothing without You.
And in Him do I live, move, and have my being.
In Him do I live, move, and have
Just think about
my
it.
Being.
In Him do I live,
and
And I'm nothing without you.
I'm nothing without you.
Empowerment Hour. Thank you to our Facebook listeners and viewers and Praise 107.9. It's another great morning to be alive and well, so thank God for that. We have a call on the air and chiming in on our conversation here. If you want to chime in, it's 296-2251. Angela, good morning. Happy Saturday.
Good morning. Happy Saturday to you. I'm calling in because like I said, it does take a village, but raise a child, to raise a community. Mm-hmm. But I also believe each one of us have an individual assignment, and we are not to sit and wait on the city or government to do everything in support of us. I'm a retired school teacher, and about 3 years ago, when I was having my prayer time, the Lord told me to stop and go outside. And that led to, I have adopted two corners, and I have been doing this for the past 3 years.
But Angela, you say you adopted two corners?
Well, when I say adopted, I just made them my assignment.
Okay.
And I go out in the mornings, and it's dark, and one corner that I go to is high school students.
Mm-hmm.
One corner is middle school students, and I go out there and I pray with those students and I encourage those students, and I don't go out there preaching, and I don't go out there bashing them, and I encourage them to have a great day.
Yes.
And they appreciate it. They expect me to come.
Right.
They expect me to come. If I'm not there too times a week, where are you? They want to hold hands. I didn't go out there trying to hold hands. I didn't go out there, you know, preaching, but I just go out there and encourage them. They want us out there.
So they
want to hear from us.
Yes.
They want to hear from us, and that's something small. I'm not saying everybody should do that.
Well, that it's not small if you get, anytime more than two or three of us gather, it's a great thing.
That's right. I haven't had any shootings on those corners. I haven't had any killings on those corners. And I went out there because that's my community.
Absolutely.
And those were things that I was hearing from my community.
Okay.
Children are carrying guns. Children are doing that. That's the small thing that I can do. And those children want to see us out there. When tragedies happen, I see the worration on their face.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage them, you can be great. I walk out there in the mornings, good morning, champions. How you doing this morning? And they want to hold hands. They want to hug each other. Again, you can do something in your community.
Okay. Well, you know, that's awesome. And again, that just goes back. And thank you for calling, Angela. And keep listening to the Empowerment Hour. We appreciate
thank you.
You. Okay, and you know, as Angela pointed out, again, we all can do something. We don't have to wait on the government. We don't have to wait on the school district. We don't have to wait on anyone.
Yes.
You know, it's the opportunities are there, and they're limitless. You know, so don't wait for someone to do something. Do something yourself. I mean, it's not rocket science. You know, you don't need a doctorate degree to go and work with our children. They need help from all, as we pointed out,
and you
on
don't
all
need
levels.
A, you don't need a grant from and the
thank
city.
You. Thank
come
you.
Come on, man. Everybody's
thank you.
Scrambling and running behind some crumbs, you know? I mean, come on, man. There's nothing like, I mean,
yes.
Can you get a three-year commitment?
Right.
To really do something, and then you have the data to show that you've done something. But this every year, year, going through these processes.
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't make sense, but that's what we have. We have a consolidated form of government, which we are, they're going to celebrate. I say they're going to celebrate the 50th anniversary of consolidation in Jacksonville on October 1st.
Oh, wow.
And so the entire community is invited.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get an invite, you know, still come. Okay, show up down at the DuPont Center on October 1st. We'll talk more about that later.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also talking some about the run walk. You know, health is a very important aspect in terms of what we're doing. So
you say health?
Health.
Okay.
So the Jacksonville Urban League and Wells Fargo will host the 6th annual historic Springfield 5K run walk. That's next Saturday at 7:30. Mm-hmm. Sign up, come and walk. You don't have to run. And I know my knee is bad as well, but I'm putting my brace on. And
both of mine is bad, too.
Yeah, so we're going to walk, and we don't have to do it in a certain amount of time.
Well, I have a booth, so I won't be able to walk.
Okay.
But
that's good.
I'll be cheering you on.
You'll have the kids?
Both of you.
You had the kids?
For a little while, maybe.
Okay.
Know, get a little bored.
That's good, though. You know, again, you know, and that's a business person talking, because the booth's there. You know, you're going to have a chance to put your wares out there and products and services and share it with hundreds of people as they come through the walk. And again, you know, networking and speaking of that, I want to thank all the folks who showed up at First Thursday evening, and we had a great time. My cohorts weren't there, but that's okay. I know they were there.
No, spirit. No, you know what I was doing.
Yeah, he knew what I was doing as well. So. We still weren't there.
I was removing floor tiles.
We still were not there.
But it's all good. It's all good. But you know, for the we had the Honorable Jim Love as was there with his assistant, and also we had one of our coaches from the Entrepreneur Program, Deborah. Was there, Deborah Thompson, and we appreciate her being there, and Nancy Quinones, who's with the president of the Puerto Rico Hispanic Chamber of Commerce here in Jacksonville, and Glenda Torres, who is the vice president of TD Bank. So we had some really good people, and then we had just people who are just starting their businesses, people who have been in business for a while, and we had a good conversation about how to be successful in your businesses, and that's what we need. We need to have that support system with our businesses to let us know that we aren't the only ones going through these challenges. You know, running a business is hard. It's difficult. It makes it a challenge for us to be successful. But at the same time, everyone that runs a business, that has a business, goes through the same challenges. And so we need to be aware. And the more people that we can get, you know, supporting each other, and again, learning how to be successful, learning that you have to keep pushing forward no matter what the circumstances are. If you're in business, it's not going to always be great times, and you're not going to be starting a business sitting out on the beach drinking Mai Tais, you know, after you start the business.
That's it's too, when it's too hot on the beach to drink Mai Tais. Now, come on. They don't do that, Larry. That's old school.
Hey, I'm old school, though. Hey, we got a call on the line, you can call in too at 904-296-2251. This is the Empowerment Hour. Good morning, caller.
Hello, this is Bill Dunn. Good morning there, Dr. Danford. I'm the race director for the Urban League Springfield 5.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome. Thank you.
having our community event next Saturday morning at 7:30. It's a real nice course on the east side of Springfield. A good team builder and community builder for the people that live in the area, and there'll be people from outside the area that actually travel to the event for the 5-kilometer race.
Okay.
We'll also have a 1-mile fun run for the kids. And I tell you, if you've ever watched the kids run a 1-mile fun run,
they're fast.
And the zips in their legs, I tell you, they're just full of joy the whole time they run that distance.
I'll bet they are.
If we could recapture that all at this point in our life and run like they do, it'd be something else, I tell you. But it's a lot of fun there.
Yeah, no, I'm good right where I am. I don't need to go back and do anything.
We just need to recapture that little spirit we have.
Yes, now the spirit I can deal with.
So thank you so much for calling in. We'll see you next Saturday morning.
Now, how do people still sign up for the event?
Yep, the last day for $25 registration is today. So you want to go ahead and get signed up today at firstplacesports.com. And the rate goes up on Sunday. So, by all means, save $5, get signed up today, and come out to our community and enjoy Merchant Raffles and host of our Main Street Merchants. And we'd love to have you and have a good time with us here in Springfield.
And we can also sign up the day of the race, right, Bill?
Excellent. You're correct there.
Okay.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for calling, and keep listening, and we'll see you next Saturday.
Will do. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. And we're getting ready to go into the we got a caller. Okay, we're going to get ready for the Entrepreneur Corner here and as we segment out of this particular segment. But there's a lot going on, in the city in and around Jacksonville, and we need to make sure that we support our activities and events as they happen. One of the major things is that we need to make sure as we move forward in Jacksonville and around the country that when we have events, when we have opportunities, when we have businesses that are trying to make it, let's support them. Don't go and say, well, that's theirs and that, I'm not supporting. We need to support our businesses when you have neighborhood businesses and community business, when your business and when your economy grows in your neighborhood, in your district, that makes it better for that district to have better schools, the housing picks up, and maybe we can get rid of some of those septic tanks that we have more infrastructure money.
Oh man, why do you want to mention septic tanks?
So when the community keeps don't litter, they make sure that the streets
absolutely
are clean, they don't have inoperable cars and all of that, maintaining the community increases the
raggedy cars sitting up on blocks, inoperable. That's another question. But anyway.
And maintaining our homes and
absolutely.
And our yards.
No, we have a problem. I mean, people take their trash and dump it on your property. I mean, we just had someone replaced all the carpet in their house and they brought the old carpet over to our place and dumped it.
Really?
I'm saying it's just, folk are just.
Well.
Again, it begins with the individual.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Doc makes a good point, because then we have to go out, pick it up, and dispose of it at our own cost.
We're just not a clean city. Look at, come on, man. You drive through downtown. And we're trying to redo our downtown. And, I mean, we have all the litter.
Yes.
I just don't understand for the life of me, if you're trying to do something nice in a community, you have to clean it up.
And keep it clean.
Right, keep
you
it clean.
You got to clean it up. You can't just clean it up one time and forget it. You've got to constantly do it.
Yep.
And let's find an answer to the people that are downtown that are homeless.
Yep.
If we can do something about that.
And with that being said, the next segment is the Entrepreneur Corner, and you can call in, shout out your businesses. This is an opportunity to do it at no cost. We're not going to say this is going to last forever, but right now
it's not
going to
last forever.
It sure isn't.
We need to generate some income.
This is Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour, Larry, Doc, and Jarman. We'll be back after this. Thank you.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Smash! All right, everybody, you know what you got to do on this one. Lift him up. Lift him up. People of God, lift him up. In the streets, lift him up. Because he's good. All the brothers in this place, let me hear you say, I was. Sisters, come on, come on, everything, I was lifted, what, when I was thrown away, come on, oh, oh, if the Lord been good to you, say, if he gives you joy, say, your life complete, say, if his name is sweet, say, if you know you love him, let me hear ya. What? Everything. Everything I could not see. Come on. When they all threw me away.
All right. Hey, welcome back to the Empowerment Hour. Hey, this is Larry Williams with Doc and Jarman. We're having another great Saturday morning, and we love our listeners, and we love that you call in. Doc, you got a quick announcement before we...
Yes, I received an email from a business owner over there on Arlington Expressway. They have a new business. It's called Aficionado Grooming Lounge, Inc. It's a wellness place for guys.
Oh, okay.
So shout out to them. I need to go over there and get some hand treatments and foot treatments and custom skin care treatments, you know.
So they do massages as well, facials and things like that?
They don't. No, they're not saying massages, but okay. They're whatever wellness, whatever we do, whatever we need, I guess.
Yeah, because I guess I need everything.
You guess,
Anyways, we got a call on the line. Good morning. Happy Saturday. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Corner.
Good morning. Michael Cobb with Accentuate.
Okay. Hey, Michael, how you doing? Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday, you guys, as well.
What's going on, Michael?
We got an event coming up called the Taste of the Holidays, November the 3rd. It's our second annual, sponsored by Accentuate, where we bring in local chefs. We do taste sampling. Last year, we generated close to $7,000, went back into the community. The people went to the different caterers, restaurants who attended the event.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks. Thank you, Michael. Keep listening and keep calling in. We'd love to hear from our listeners, especially our small businesses. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, thank you.
Same to you. Bye. Okay. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the Empowerment Hour, Entrepreneur Corner.
Hi, this is Jones of TJ and TJ Insurance Agency, along with my husband, Thomas Jones. And we have the opportunity on Monday, 6 p.m., to share financial empowerment half-an-hour shows. And this Monday show will be, the topic will be how to get financially fit.
Okay.
And that's on Facebook Live under TJ and TJ Insurance Agency. And we'll also be on 1360 radio station.
Oh, whoa. We can't be promoting other radio stations now. You
well,
know,
no,
but
I'm
you did
promoting.
It anyways.
No, I'm
okay.
Not promoting. No, I'm not promoting.
All right. Okay. On an anonymous radio station. So, okay. All right. Thank you for calling.
You
thank you for
all
listening.
Right,
all right. So, we any other callers, but, you know, we're not promoting other radio stations on this station, so don't do it.
Well, Larry, tell us about your new business. You're expanding. I mean, you're worldwide now.
Well, we got a caller on the air.
We
got to
get around to your new thing. Okay.
Good. Hey, just a moment. Yes, in Anchor Ad Group, we're have an office here in Jacksonville, and we are serving a new client that's a national client, and we're happy to have them on board. And we're looking for public relations professionals. So if you know someone that's in public relations and want to do some freelance work, give us a call or go to anchoradgroup.com and get the information. So thank Doc for reminding me about my own stuff. So mm-hmm. sometimes we get so involved in our helping everyone else, we don't help ourselves. So
right.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Okay,
we have Sharon. We have Sharon on the line.
Sharon,
this morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, you all. It's Sharon.
The Sharon.
Oh,
you should know Sharon.
Hey, Sharon.
Steve. Good morning, Sharon.
How are you all doing this morning?
Yes, we're doing well. Happy Saturday to you.
Happy Saturday to you. I am promoting 107.9 because they are helping to promote Restaurant and Grill.
Okay.
At 8968 103rd Street. I just wanted to let you know, first of all, thank you again for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
And wanted to let you know that we are partnering up with Miss Jen Weeks, one of our local comedians. She was just on River City Live this week. She is doing blessing bags. And so Two Saints Restaurant and Grill is one of the drop-off areas for blessing bags for the homeless.
We're
accepting non-perishable items, in the form of toothpaste, toothbrush, of course, unused, please, unused, unwrapped items.
Please.
Tissues and things of that nature.
Not gently used.
Not gently used.
Yes, sir. Not gently
underwear.
Used. No, no, no.
Gently used.
We like to have some brand new items, and these items can be picked up either at the dollar store or Dollar Tree and things of that nature.
Yes.
It won't cost you a lot. But
okay.
What Two Saints is doing, we're giving 10% off for each blessing bag that is brought in. We're giving 10% off to our lovely givers. Because it's a blessing to give and
yes.
not always receive.
Amen.
And so you have until November 1st to donate a blessing bag and be a blessing to others. And then, like I said, Two Saints Restaurant and Grill is giving 10% off. So
yeah, let's make certain that the stuff that we put in the bag for people, that, you know, stuff that they're going to really need.
Yes,
sometimes,
absolutely.
Sometimes we're overzealous. And we throw stuff in a bag,
right.
and we get a
yes.
big bag of stuff, and people get it, and it's not really what they want, and they throw
functional
it away.
For them, right.
Okay,
right.
Now we're constantly doing something, so encourage people also to give some cash. That way you can buy something
absolutely.
Specific to the needs of those individuals as well.
Yes,
yes, sir. Well, we didn't really want to collect money.
Right, I understand.
But money does help, but we did want to collect, you know, unopened, unused, like I said, toothpaste, toothbrushes, deodorant, tissues, things like that that we can give to the less fortunate and to the homeless.
Yes.
That, like you said, that they can really use. And
yeah.
so we are
and take some of those some of those bags after you get them filled down on Union and Broad Street.
No, we've got enough bags down there.
Doc needs some more trash in the neighborhood.
I'm
just kidding. Hey, thank you, Two Saints, for calling in and
thank you
being
all
a part
much.
Of the show.
Thank you all so much.
You have a great weekend. And you know,
what about my salmon croquettes, man? I have, you know.
Doc, if you keep on asking about these salmon croquettes, I'm going to have somebody make you some.
Well, he had somebody offer him some.
Oh, that's
just didn't go down there and get them.
Well, I did, but I was too late.
Oh, okay.
Well, you missed the opportunity.
I couldn't get off the show fast enough. I'm going to have to leave the show early in order to get to the salmon croquettes. Okay.
Just like you do leaving early, bring us donuts. So that's all, you know. Just leave a little early. We got you. Hey, but this is still the Entrepreneur Corner, and we appreciate our entrepreneurs. You know, again, I go back to the same thing. You know, if we get to build strong businesses, it means stronger neighborhoods and stronger communities. And if you really want to make an impact in our city and in your neighborhood, you know, support your small businesses, because they are the ones who are employing people who look like you and live in the same neighborhood that you do. So, you know, support the businesses in your neighborhood, because those are the businesses that are creating, generating the taxes and paying taxes. And that's where when the city looks at where they're going to put funding, they look at where the money is being generated. People talk about following the money, you know, create the money, develop your businesses and move on from there. Stop trying to wait on government to do everything for you. You can do a lot for yourself. All right, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You're sticking with it.
Trying to encourage us to have sustainable businesses, and we need support for that. You mentioned that earlier, Larry, that the businesses need support, but, you know, just in life general, anything that you're doing, you're going to need some kind of support. In ministries, they need support, you know. Everything, marriages, you need support. I mean, whatever relationships, you have to come together at some point and work as a team. But again, it still begins with the individual.
Yeah, and we've got to be vigilant now. We have not talked about the upcoming election
November.
We've got to listen up. I've been talking about manning up. We've got to have our men to register. And if they are registered, we need for them to vote. You
absolutely
can't sit around in the barbershop talking about you not going to vote.
Right.
That's not a man thing. It is a man thing. We've got to show
Wait a minute.
We've got to show our
you
children.
You heard that in the barbershop?
Oh, man. You hear everything in the barbershop.
Well, I know but I ain't heard nothing.
The good and the bad.
Yeah.
The good and the ugly. Okay? I'm saying it again. Okay? Our men need to step up and either register, and if they are registered, they've got to vote.
Yep.
Look at what's happening come November.
Yes.
We've got a new governor will be elected.
Yep.
Okay, and we between DeSantis and Gillum.
Mm-hmm.
This is so we've got two sharp people.
Yep.
With different views.
Yeah, totally.
Totally
opposite.
One extreme. One is a Trumpite.
Yes.
And the other is whatever it is on that other side. Okay. So we need to step up. All you Florida A&M graduates and HBCU graduates, you've got one of us running. So you make your own decision about what you're doing, but do something.
Right.
Vote.
Yes.
Vote, men.
Yep. Vote, everyone. And that's registered. And if you're not registered, register to vote.
Yes.
There's still time. And 57 days, I believe, is what we're looking at before the November 6th election. I think that's the date.
The nasty ads are on the way.
Yes. So, you know.
The monkey ads are on the way.
Don't get distracted.
The monkey ads. Sure we're going to have monkey ads.
Don't get distracted by the hype. Okay, when you're going to see and hear a lot of different things, do your own research.
Don't believe what you hear.
Don't believe what you hear, and then believe none of what you hear and half of what you see.
I'm saying when you spend they spent over $200 million for the past election.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and
About the governor? Yes,
the governor in the Senate. You know, we have. We have Governor Rick Scott. Attempting to unseat the 45-year veteran Bill Nelson,
mm-hmm.
who's in Congress. So again, people, please exercise your right to vote. Let's get out there and make a difference.
Absolutely, and
show our kids that that yeah. we're manning up and taking, you know, and we're doing what we need
that
to do.
That we're exercising our rights to vote.
Yes, we've got to be, you know, role models.
I had this conversation with my children about, you know, voting, and my son asked me, Elias is like, you know, well, somebody voted, you know, Trump in. I said, yeah, you know, well, it wasn't the popular vote, it was the electoral vote. So I had to explain all that to him. And later on that evening at bedtime, he said, Mom, I need to be a part of the electoral vote.
Well, with that, we're going to say.